Baptism, Essential Teachings of the Christian Faith and Ethics. Compiler and editor, Natalia Boyka. Reading to you today, David Marushin. Life After Death. Statement of Faith. Man receives punishment for sin in the form of spiritual and physical death, and ultimately, eternal death. What is physical death? Physical death is the separation of the soul from the body. It is the termination of physical life. It is described in several ways in Scripture. The separation of body and soul, the loss of the soul or life, and departure. When one dies, the body decays in the grave and returns to dust, and the soul continues on. The origin of death. Physical death is a consequence of sin. Adam was not subject to physical death until after the fall. Physical death is the result of man's spiritual death. Physical death is a judgment and a curse. Attitude of Christians toward death. The believer has been freed from the power of death. Scripture records that Christ partook of flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. The believers do not have fear of death. Though death is a common enemy, through Christ, the believer needs no longer to fear it. Death for the believer is entrance into the presence of Christ. He is absent from the body and present with the Lord. Death for the believer is to depart and be with Christ. The sting of death has been removed, and the Christian falls asleep in Jesus. Death of unbelievers. In stark contrast to the believer, the unbeliever has no such comforting hope. He faces condemnation and eternal judgment away from the presence of the Lord. Man is immortal, as his soul never dies. The soul is immortal. Physical death relates to the physical body. The soul is immortal, and as such does not die. While Scripture declares that God alone has immortality, man is immortal in the sense that his soul never dies. Immortality of the soul is confirmed by Scripture. In answer to the Sadducees' question concerning the resurrection, Jesus responded by quoting what God had said to Moses in Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. He said, "I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." In Matthew chapter 22, verse 32, and Jesus further commented, "God is not the God of the dead, but of the living," in verse 32. The point being that if God was the God of Abraham in Moses' day, then Abraham was yet alive. The story of Lazarus and the rich man also indicates the immortality of the soul, as does the mention of souls under the altar. What happens to the soul after death, but before the resurrection? In the first place, the believer is with Christ. Paul said that he would prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. Further, Paul had the desire to depart and be with Christ, written in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. This was the encouragement which Jesus gave to the penitent men on the cross next to him. "Truly I say to you, today you shall be with me in paradise." Luke chapter 23, verse 43. That paradise was heaven is clear from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 and further. Not only is the believer with the Lord and in heaven, but he is in fellowship with other believers. Hebrews speaks of the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Believers are alive, conscious, and happy. This state between death and the resurrection is a condition to be preferred above the present state. Paul calls it very much better in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. The fate of unbelievers after death. In the story of Lazarus and the rich man, Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom, comforted. The rich man was in agony. From this we gather that the unsaved individual is also in a temporary state undergoing conscious torment while awaiting the great white throne judgment. Conclusions. In regards to believers, we conclude that at death, the believer enters into the presence of Christ. He remains with the Lord in a state of conscious blessedness until the time of the resurrection, at which time he will receive his body of glory. In regards to unbelievers, the unbeliever enters into a state of conscious torment until the resurrection, at which time he will be cast into the lake of fire. Key verse. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. They may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation chapter 14, verse 13.